Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to my world. Talking to Nancy Kerrigan, two-time Olympic medalist, and the author of a book called Artistry on Ice, Figure Skating Styles, Skills and Style. It's written with Mary Spencer. When you were a kid, when did you actually start getting serious about figure skating? A lot of kids, they do it when they're younger, and then something else comes up, and it takes a lot of dedication to really go on.
It does. I think mostly the reason that girls quit a lot of sports, actually, would be when their body starts changing. You know, they get a little bit heavier, and it gets harder. You have to sort of relearn everything you've just done, or boys get in the way, you know. So I guess I started going more than one day a week when I was almost nine. I started competing at the national level when I was 15 years old, so that's probably when I was really getting more serious. Though.
So you were a teen. I mean, when you're doing this stuff, people don't realize how much you have to give up to do that kind of thing.
Well, I went to public school my whole life, and, you know, I had to give up going to football games and some parties, but not so much, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. My daughter is a gymnast and also plays soccer. My son plays every sport. And, you know, and when they're young, and you know they're young kids, they can play whatever they want to play. But as you get a little older, do you find that it might be worth isolating one and really concentrating on it? Or do you think that it's good to just keep a couple of them going at the same time?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on the child. I really just wanted to skate. And when I was younger, I also did tap, ballet, jazz, and all these different things that also contributed to helping my performance in skating. So I did do other things, but they were really geared towards the skating.
Hmm.
When I was younger, I played t-ball and then Little League and all this kind of stuff also. But as I got more serious, I got less and less involved in the other sports. I think it's great, though, to be involved in sports. If you don't pick one that you love so much, keep trying them and doing different things, because you might find something that you enjoy more. Or it's such great exercise, and it can keep you out of trouble. So just by being busy, so it's a great life lesson how athletes and athletics can just keep you healthy.
Is Matthew skating yet?
He skated since he was very young, like almost two, but he does not go much. He never asks me to take him, so I don't, because it's really cold, and I don't know, I've been in the cold my whole life. I'd love for him to choose a different sport.
He doesn't like hockey then, huh?
No, he really has no interest in it. It's strange. He's very coordinated, but has not much of interest in almost any of the sports. So he does play a little league, and also he does gymnastics. It's been great for his coordination and strength, upper body strength, and he really actually likes that a lot too. So
yeah, when you were growing up, were there people that were skating that were, you know, inspirations to you that you said, "Oh, I want to be like her"?
No.
No?
I watched and I liked Charlie Tickner. I thought he was great and jumped so high. I liked watching the guys because they were more athletic and not just pretty, you know. Because when I was really young, the girls weren't really doing a lot of the triple jumps. Even Katarina Witt, she did just two, and I think one time she did three triple jumps, where when I was competing, I was doing like six different kinds. So there wasn't that to look up to. You had to look to the men for that kind of inspiration.
What is it now, and the way the kids are looking up to people like you must feel pretty good.
Yeah, I guess, but now they're doing even more. It's amazing. I just it's almost hard to fit all the sort of require to do in the competitions in the 4 minutes that they have.
You're still skating. You do a lot of public stuff. What is it that keeps you motivated, that keeps you on ice? I would think after a while it might get really boring to be doing that.
It does, actually. I mean, at some point, just because my whole life I've been skating and working out and training, and actually this winter I did a bunch of shows, and also I toured with the Champions on Ice Winter Tour, and since then I haven't done any. I actually have only been to the ice rink like three times since January. So yeah, it gets a little bit tiring, and you want little change, especially being a mom. I mean, I just love being home, so
yeah.
But I do love it. I mean, I've just started working out again and getting myself fit before I get back on the ice. So, I mean, there's more chance to get hurt now.
Yeah, well, when you're home and whether you're a dad or mom, whatever, you're taking care of the kids. Yeah. You certainly sometimes the diet changes a little bit because of what's around the kitchen, and obviously the exercise goes out the door if you're home.
Yeah, it's hard to get motivated. I have a treadmill at home, and just to get yourself going, it's hard. Once you get in the habit, it's good, and I feel so much better and more rested just because I think I'm more worn out from working out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it does feel better when I'm working out, and I need to do that just to feel good. I'm so used to it after a while of hanging around, I started to feel pretty, you know, just lazier.
Mm.
But also, you know, when your job is something so athletic, I think you need that break now and then, also just to sort of regroup and have that fresh
batteries.
Feeling start again and that drive to get you going.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you were competing and you won the bronze in 92 and the silver in 94, you were mentioning about the things they're doing now. I mean, the things you did were things that weren't done 15 years before that. Do you expect that people are going to continue getting more strong and more creative and that they're going to be doing things that you can't even imagine now in 20 years?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard to imagine what more can be done. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And it's always exciting to watch. And now I'm actually doing commentary work on Lifetime Television, and it's fun to be out there in this aspect to be able to try and explain to people watching that don't necessarily know all the technical terms and try and put it in a term that they would understand and know what I'm talking about. And to not just be critical, but to be able to explain why some move is better than another move and why, you know, because there's always the question of how come they won, I liked that person better, and being able to have the role of helping the public understand what's happened. And you know what, sometimes I don't understand it either, and I just, you have to say it, but it's great to be on this side of it also.
When you're doing the International Skating Union Grand Prix and then from Lifetime, do you have any of the skaters that approach you and say, Nancy, can I ask you a question about something?
You mean like advice?
Yeah.
Not really, actually. Because I'm always seem to be approaching them to see if I can do interviews and try and catch them and learn about what they've done. After the interviews, sometimes they ask me different questions, but usually it's not till after because they're so trained and trying to concentrate on what they're doing there that it's often about them, and also they seem a little shy because the kids are so young now that I think they're just a little shy. You know, they're champions at 15, 16 years old now, where it used to be, you know, women skating, so a little different.
This book that you've written, Artistry on Ice, is really a great tome for kids who are really trying to get into this that maybe don't know all the ingredients. This tells you everything pretty much from the different kind of spins to the variations, the loops and the flips, and goes into even more depth in terms of uniforms they should wear, outfits they should wear, and music and, you know, all the different choreography that's involved. What made you decide to write this thing?
Well, I've just been, I don't know, doing this for so long that I felt like I had so much that I could tell somebody and help. And just to go in one rink and coach somebody, I really don't have the time to commit to that because that's a whole year, that, you know, process for them to, if they're competing, that you have, as a coach, you really have to dedicate all your time to. And I don't have that time right now. And I thought this way I could maybe help more skaters than just, you know, a few. And there's so many, I've done this so long, I think I've made all the mistakes, so I have a lot of, I guess, advice on how to fix different things, and there's so many body types, and you never know what's going on in someone's life, you know, that could be a factor, and, you know, just to take each skater individually and try and help them with their problems. I think the book can also really help coaches, too, because I've had a long career in competition, and I've had the luxury of traveling and meeting people and learning so many different things that I think it can help the coach also in that. I mean, I could tell somebody over and over the same thing, and you hear it from someone else, all of a sudden it just clicks. It could be the exact same words, but for some reason it clicks. So maybe that can help some of the coaches. Just they could read and say, look, this is what I'm saying, and look, Nancy Kerrigan's saying it too. And maybe it'll just, they read it, and it will, you know, all of a sudden get in their muscle memory by visually actually seeing the words and not just hearing it.
Mm. It's a great book and a nice manual, play by play for all the kids that want to learn something, and all the coaches and
there's little tricks in there too, even like to tape down your hooks on your skates. If you have a partner, you can easily get caught on their pants or their shirt. Depends on what kinds of lifts they're doing, and so if your hooks are taped down, they're not going to get caught. So there's all kinds of like little tricks that I've learned over the years that could help also.
Do you have any serious injuries?
Well, I broke a couple of bones in my back, and so that's hurt me since I was about 15 years old. Ooh. About every day of my life.
Was that on a fall?
They said it was either from one big fall or from the layback spin, because your back's not supposed to go like that. And the way mine is and the muscles were coming across, it could have just snapped the bones right off. So, you know, that layback spin I was always marked down on, and they kept saying, you need to go back farther. And I said, do you ever see a spine? They're not supposed to go backwards, you know, and mine just doesn't want to. But, it was frustrating to always be marked down for something that physically I wasn't really capable of.
Exactly.
So it's hard to sometimes take that kind of criticism when you know you can't physically do it, but just do the best you can and learn to be happy with yourself, especially in a sport that's judged. And, you know, not by a clock, it's a human's opinion. You just have to learn to know what you're capable of and be happy with your performance or not worry about judging.
One of the things that, of course, that you do, you know, your skating obviously is beautiful as you are. And one of the things that your mom doesn't get a chance to do is actually see the stuff. I know that she's vision impaired, and I know that you are very active in terms of that. Tell me a little bit about your charity, your foundation.
Well, Nancy Kerrigan Foundation, we've had a few golf tournaments and some skating events that have helped go towards that, and the monies that we raise go in visual impair like research and different places like Lions Club. And actually I just became the international spokesperson for Fight for Sight, which has been around for quite a while. Actually the very first spokesperson was Bob Hope, and those are big shoes to fill, but I'm honored that they chose me to take that role, and I actually just started with them, and that's very exciting. They've raised $16 million, and it's for young scientists, researchers just coming out of school so they can get a start on trying to help. 3.2 million Americans are blind, and only 50% is curable, so especially with the baby boomers getting older, there's more chance of problems when you reach 50 or older. And so one thing we can do to prevent is actually get eye checks regularly once a year and not wait till there's a problem, because they can catch a lot of things early.
Yeah, not only about your sight, but if you get your sight tested, they also can find other health problems that linger.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people don't know that. Sometimes they're all connected. I would be remiss if I didn't ask, because I'll have to ask about it, but
okay.
I mean, many people in this country, when they think of figure skating, one of the first things they turn to was the situation that happened with you and Tonya Harding, and the image of you saying, why me, on the ground.
Yeah, except I never said that.
No?
No.
Was it that? What did you say?
I just said why.
Why, okay.
I mean, why me? Why anybody?
Yeah.
Why would anybody?
Yeah. That whole thing was just something that was just... unbelievably, skewered all over the media.
Yeah.
And it became something that no matter what you achieve, and you've achieved so much and you continue to, that people are going to always remember that. Do you ever...
Yeah, and it's really sad because I was just a victim. It's not like I had any planning in the hurting myself, you know. I mean, it's sad that that's what they see when, you know, or remember, because you're right. I mean, I've done so many other things. I've produced shows, and I went on to the Olympics, and I think it's too bad that they don't remember even that, because it was just so high profile in the media. It was ridiculous at the time, and but you know, maybe they wouldn't really remember so much if I didn't go to the Olympics. I mean, maybe all the people that watched the Olympics wouldn't have watched if I didn't go, because they were so interested in what I was going to do and how I was, if I could walk, if I could skate.
Well, that's true.
And so if I didn't go, maybe all that media attention at the Olympics wouldn't have happened.
No, it wouldn't have happened. I mean, that's the point, is that the media attention they gave you for being a victim of an attack actually helped to bring the figure skating in the Olympics to the forefront.
No, but I think what helped bring it to the forefront was the fact that I went to the Olympics and that I did compete and I skated well.
And you did well, exactly. Yeah.
Because if I didn't show up, they probably wouldn't have been there watching.
Mm. And Tanya has gone on to boxing and living a trailer park life, which...
It's really sad because she had a lot of potential and so talented, but... You know, we choose our paths, I guess.
Do you ever run into her, or...?
No.
I would assume you'd go to the other side of the street if she was around, but...
I don't know. I mean, we just have completely different lives. I'm a mom, and I'm home taking care of my family, and otherwise I'm out performing and working, producing shows. I've just been very busy and really lucky. I mean, last year I skated to a song I sang. So I've had a lot of opportunities because of skating, and it's been really a fun ride.
So is that something now that is coming? We have a CD coming up?
No, I did. I was on a CD a few years ago, and since I did Footloose on Ice, which was just like a Broadway show, actually, it was one of my most favorite things I did skating.
You did Grease on Ice, too, as well.
I did Grease, but Grease was on in arenas. It was big. The Footloose was in theater.
Okay.
So it was very different because the ice was very small. and yet still we're doing triple jumps and, you know, all the same stuff. So it was quite interesting how to get it all in there in that tiny little space. But it was so much fun. And being able to do that, the Rodgers and Hammerstein people, someone from the Kennedy Center of Music came, and because we got the rights from Rodgers and Hammerstein, they came to watch the show, and they thought my acting was really good, and they went, oh, Nancy, can she sing? Because her mouth's, like, always in the right position, because we did have to lip sync, because of just trying to get that out and do the jumps would be kind of impossible to be able to sing at the same time and actually sing well. So...
But you actually did sing on the track that they played.
No, I didn't. We did. Oh. We used the Broadway track.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I sang on a CD called Reflections Off the Ice. I have a song there, and I sang a song that I skated to last year. I recorded, and since then they told me you should take some singing lessons. And on Broadway, sometimes we have celebrities come in and play roles, and I said, oh. That would be so great. I wouldn't have to wear skates. That would be really fun. So I started taking lessons, and it's been really, really fun. And I thought, geez, after doing all these lessons, I may as well record something. And so I skated to it all last season. It was really fun. I had so much, so many people writing and calling, saying, what is that song? I really want to go buy it. And I said, well, the only sad thing is they couldn't because I had the only copies, you know.
Is there any chance of you maybe getting into acting and things like that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
It's all closely related.
It is. It is, because we're always performing and trying to express feelings and emotion. So I feel like, in a way, I've done that to some degree. But I don't know. I mean, I'm a mom, so it's not a lot of time to do things like that. But if the opportunity comes up, sure, I would take it and do a few different things, sure. But, I mean, it's not like something where I want to move to L.A. and try to... become a movie person, because just doesn't fit in our life right now.
Well, you are still beautiful as ever, so you know the possibilities are endless. You know, just got to go work out.
Yeah.
The book is called Artistry on Ice: Figure Skating Skills and Style, and Nancy Kerrigan with Mary Spencer, and it's from Human Kinetics, and it's available all over the place on Amazon.com and everywhere. So, do you have your own website, Nancy?
I do, and you know, I should know it because, but
it's not Nancy
it's like
Kerrigan.
It's like calling your own house.
Is it NancyKerrigan.com?
Is it NancyKerrigan.com at AOL, right?
Yeah. That was a good. Guess. NancyKerrigan.com.
Yeah,
what we'll do is we'll put a link on our site to your site, so
folks
go right to it and check it out. All right, it was good to talk to you.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.